Memorial Care Health System, Excellence in Healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You are listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Homayoun Sanati. Dr. Sanati is the medical director at the Memorial Care Breast Center at Long Beach Memorial and is triple board certified in medical oncology, geriatrics, and hospice palliative care. Dr. Sanati has been honored with numerous awards, including America's Top Oncologist, selected by Consumers Research Council of America. Dr. Sanati leads Long Beach Memorial's multidisciplinary breast program that features an integrated team of experts who provide state-of-the-art breast care. Welcome to you today, Dr. Sanati.
Thank you.
Today we're going to be talking about breast cancer, knowing your body, and owning your own health. So let's start with the nutshell definition. What is breast cancer?
Breast cancer is basically breast cells that are growing out of control. So initially it starts with one cell that basically doesn't stop dividing, and as it grows more, it makes more errors in their gene and they become invasive. And they may penetrate into the other tissue and into the blood or lymphatic tissue.
Okay. So what are the signs and symptoms of breast cancer?
The signs of breast cancer, actually, when you see the signs of breast cancer, it's you're probably a little late in that. So oftentimes, in early breast cancer, there are no signs or symptoms. You can feel the tumor itself when it's growing larger.
Mm-hmm.
The tumor may spread to the local lymph nodes. Usually it's under the arm, in the axilla, under the arm.
Okay.
And sometimes if the tumor is close to the skin, you can see skin dimpling, and you may see redness or even a bruise. Sometimes the tumor can cause breast edema, and one of the signs of that, the skin looks like an orange texture of the skin of an orange.
Interesting.
And it has that, like a those pattern that you see on an orange.
Mm-hmm.
Pain rarely seen with breast cancer, and usually when you have pain, it's, again, a more advanced cancer.
Okay, very good. So this leads us to mammograms. In your definition, what really is a mammogram?
Mammogram is basically an X-ray of the breast. So they shoot an X-ray and they capture it on the other side with the film, or nowadays within a digital camera. And in order to get a better picture, one thing that the technician needs to do is to compress the breast tissues.
Okay, so at what age should women look forward to these lovely mammograms?
Most guidelines recommend starting at age 40 for average risk woman. If a woman has a family history of breast cancer, and for example, if someone in the family diagnosed younger than age 40, they may need to consider screening at the younger age.
Okay.
And this topic actually has been very controversial, but most guidelines really recommend starting at age 40, and annual mammogram is really the best way to go. There was a recent article that was published that recommended more screening for younger women, because the impact of screening in saving lives, in saving life years, is more in younger women.
Absolutely. And then, of course, there are those that say that you should only have them every 3 years, you know, but I think you can't go wrong if, you know, if you go with the standard, which is once a year after 40.
Correct. Yeah, every 3 years is going to be, every 2 years or every 3 years is going to be too long.
Right.
And you will miss a lot of breast cancers.
Okay. There's another way that we can help ourselves, and that's breast self-exams. How important are these?
And again, that's another topic that hasn't been discussed in detail, but it, in my opinion, it's very important. Some kind of want to reduce the impact of the, this self-exam, but 3 days ago, I saw one patient who had a normal mammogram 3 months before, and she palpated a mass in her breast.
Wow.
And actually, she went to her doctor, and the doctor kind of reluctantly ordered additional imaging, and she was diagnosed with stage one breast cancer.
Wow.
And I think it's very important, and women should be aware of their breast. There is no real downside to it, and I think every woman should do that.
That's right. So how can women reduce their risk of breast cancer, sir?
Having a healthy lifestyle, exercise, avoiding smoking, reducing alcohol intake are good strategies, avoiding hormone replacement treatment for women who have postmenopause symptoms, if possible, is a good strategy. These are all shown to reduce the breast cancer, and I think we don't emphasize the importance of exercise. And again, recently there was an article published that had shown exercise had, has a huge impact in reducing breast cancer, and actually the cancer recurrence as well in women who has been diagnosed with breast cancer.
All right, ladies, get moving. You could save your own lives, right? So are
That's
there
correct.
Any other advancements in the detection of treatment of breast cancer that you could share with us?
There are new technologies that are coming up. One you may already have heard about is called tomosynthesis, also known as 3D mammogram. Basically, this is a mammogram that takes multiple pictures of the breast, and because you have multiple pictures, you have a slightly better sense if a tumor is, if a density is like malignant looking versus not malignant looking. So it reduces the callback rate, basically. And it's and that reduces a lot of anxiety. Another technology is an automated whole breast ultrasound that has shown to detect smaller tumors and doubles the rate of detection.
Technology is always moving forward and in our favor, isn't it?
Always. However, proving that this technology works and showing that it reduces the mortality from breast cancer may take many years.
Sure, sure. Well, there's another development I'd like to talk about, and maybe you can help me with the pronunciation. Is it Perjeta or Perjeta?
Perjeta, yes. This is a new drug that was FDA approved for stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, and recently for preoperative treatment of locally advanced breast cancer. Let me give you a little background.
Sure.
About 15 to 20% of breast cancer have a receptor called HER2 receptor.
Okay.
And HER2 stands for Human Epidermal Growth Factor Receptor number 2. And we have one drug called Herceptin, or the generic name is trastuzumab. That is a protein antibody that blocks this HER2 receptor and had shown improved survival. A woman with HER2 positive breast cancer, they have a very aggressive disease.
Okay.
And pertuzumab, this Perjeta or pertuzumab, which is the generic name, is another antibody that blocks this receptor at a different site that the trastuzumab does. So basically, using trastuzumab and pertuzumab, these two antibodies has helped to better block that receptor and had improved survival and improved what we call complete pathological response when given before surgery.
All right, doctor, thank you. Let me stop you there because I want people to have some place they can contact for more information?
We have a very nice cancer risk and prevention program that can answer patients' questions about their risk and if they need assistance, genetic counseling, and so forth. That number is 562-933-RISK. And again, that's 562-933-7475.
Thank you so much, Doctor. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.